Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know, there was a powerful outpouring revival, it was called, at 3100 West DeSoto Street in Pensacola, Florida. Started Father's Day 1995, a church that my spiritual father was pastoring, and I was working with him in the ministry there. Pastor John Kilpatrick and an evangelist named Steve Hill came on fire for the Lord. It was a powerful, I mean, he was had a lot more enthusiasm than we did.
Little unknown evangelist.
You know, we're typical, you know, church folks. So we're thinking, well, he's an evangelist. He's supposed to be excited like this. And a long story short, God just poured himself out in a powerful way. Mm-hmm. And we have other segments that you actually can hear us talking about it. And the power of God is just beautiful. And there's nothing like the presence of God. If anybody's convinced you of anything other than his presence, understand that if you choose Jesus Christ to make him the Lord of your life, you will live forever, ever in the presence of God. And there is nothing in all creation. I mean, just his presence, the presence of God. And if you haven't listened to 90 Minutes in Heaven, even the sound of heaven is awesome. You see that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. But anyway, so all of a sudden, you know, God just laid on the heart of at the revival to be able to start, you know, pastors wanted to come, you know, and bring in their churches and get just diving in and getting blessed. Then all of a sudden they started to have pastors conferences where the pastors would come in and focus specifically on empowering and imparting into pastors' lives, you know, bring healing and answer all the questions and that type of thing. And so then the whole, many of the people and everybody pretty much, you know, when God begins, listen, this is how it's supposed to be anyway, but we're all supposed to be activated. And when God began to pour himself out, most everybody got busy and began to work. And so when these pastors would come in for a conference, we would just serve them and love on them, but part of it, we'd bring these banners out. And the banners come from a desire of Brother John Kilpatrick, the pastor of Brownsville Assembly at the time. He wanted to be able to start having prayer focus on Sunday night, and each particular banner represented a different prayer focus: family, education, government, and that type of thing. And then you would just go and stand under that banner and pray. You pray for a while under that particular banner, and then you go and pray for another, and then there was a banner. But eventually, of course, God poured himself out in a powerful way when Steve Hill showed up, and God was already dealing and working. And so one of the banners that was made by Jennifer Colley, and she had a ministry at the time called Vision Speaks, based on Habakkuk 2:2-3, was the catastrophic banner. The catastrophic banner. And if you know me, I mean, whatever I needed to be done, that's what I always have done. And they needed some people to help carry the banners out. And I'm thinking, well, of course, you know. And we carry the banners out one by one and kind of wave them over in the faces of the shepherds.
Yeah. These were high banners, right? I
mean, these are not like little streamers. These are like maybe, I don't know, 12 foot by 10 foot. They're huge things with on poles and stuff. And so, remember, you can see it at the VFN Torah Chairman. You can see a picture of it because Jennifer sent me a picture of it. And they said, here, we want you to carry this particular one. And it was the catastrophic banner, you know, catastrophic events. And it says, the Lord is God, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows them that trust him. You know, I thought, well, you know, I'm working with the men, I'm working with families, and I'm thinking families banners probably. And they're just like, no, this is the one right here. Okay, great. And then the next pastor's conference comes, it's like, I ended up with the catastrophic banner again. And then again, and I'm thinking like, okay, I'm just going to carry, this is, for whatever reason, I'm going to carry, I'm just filling in the gap, standing in the gap. And now to see what we're doing on VFN TV, the daily radio program today, is because that wasn't at one of the revival gatherings. Mm-hmm. That was over the leadership of the church in the world. That was over the leadership of the church in America. Those were ministers that were coming in from all around the world and the nation, hungry for God. And here we are today giving a warning as a watchman on the wall. And the reason why that Christian Television Network and WHBR opened their doors up is because God laid on their heart that they wanted a trumpet, a warning about the catastrophic warnings that are coming towards America to be able to prepare us so we can respond and possibly turn and so it wouldn't happen. And I'm like, and it's just, God brought it all back to me and reminded me of the catastrophe. Even back then, God was setting today up. And of course, you know, we're all a sum total of what God does in our life and what's happening. So you can actually see that. Jennifer Cawley sent me one of her pictures of the banner, the catastrophic banner. And the most powerful, exciting thing about it, because I didn't realize the middle part of the banner, is in it, you have a the statement, it's a catastrophic events. And in the middle of it, it had the scripture, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him. So I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you, trust in him. Trust in God. And it doesn't matter what's going on. Just put your trust in him. And this is how you know you're trusting him. You're walking in obedience to him in view of his mercy and because of his grace, and you're abiding with him. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program, just that you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFM radio 24-7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.